that you're born in sin. I don't know if you get it.
Original sin is not in Islam. We have no idea of original sin in Islam.
What's the matter? What they mean by born in sin?
Born in sin?
Yes.
It means born under misguidance, or born into a world of misguidance. Born into a world of sin. That's what it means, born in sin. Born into a world of sin, a sinful world. It doesn't mean born in flesh. Flesh is not sin. The mind is responsible for the flesh, not the flesh responsible for the mind. The mind is a servant of the spirit. I mean, the flesh is a servant of the spirit, and the flesh is a servant of the mind. It's not the flesh's fault when we violate the laws of God with flesh. It's the mind and the spirit's fault, not the flesh's fault. Flesh is always ready to be obedient. Flesh is obedient. Flesh is a Muslim. Flesh is a good Christian, a good Muslim. That's what the flesh is. Yes. There's another. I see. Yes.
Imam Warfi Muhammad, could you explain the Islamic perspective when one goes through a spiritual jihad against evil passions, and how Shaitan could easily influence certain factions that goes on to stop us from being obedient to God, and how certain spiritual jihad, like against the evil passions, is like secret society who don't believe in the oneness of Allah. And could you explain the Islamic perspective on how we deal with these certain secret societies stopping us or hindering us from obeying Allah?
All right. The time is far spent, and I wish I had more time, because you hit upon some things very, very interesting and very important. Let's look first at the Satan himself, the Shaitan, and Satan himself. We should not think that Satan is bigger than God. We should not make Satan a god, another god. Satan is not God. Satan is no match for God. Satan is no match for us if we refuse to follow him. God says in our holy book that Satan has no power over you except to invite you, and you answer his invitation. And the Bible says, since I'm making a comparison tonight, the Bible says, and rebuke Satan, and he will run from you. Had more time to reply to your question. Perceive it or interpret it as they do. For us, it's to be interpreted. For them, most of them, they accepted that he was actually crucified on a cross like that. We don't accept that. We accept that there's another meaning for that, that he wasn't actually physically put on a cross and killed. He was not killed and he was not crucified. That's the Quran.
Okay,
and
this question is really probably directed for the non-Muslim community. Can you explain why Muslim women aren't to marry Christian men?
Why Muslim women marry Christian men? Are not permitted?
Yes.
To marry Christian men? Well, in most of the world, outside of the Western society, men have rights over women, even in the court when it comes to who has its rights over the children. So if a Muslim woman marries a Christian man, and if she wants to divorce him, marries a man Eastern society, in the old world, in Eastern society, the man has the rights, he takes the children. But in America, it might be changed a little, but it's just the other way around. Most likely the women will get the children. So I have my position as imam, and also have my position as a free thinker. As a free thinker, my position is it will benefit us more to let our women marry Christian men if they can't find suitable Muslim men. Because there's more chance that she will get the children than it is that he will get the children under these laws that we have in the United States. But for the sake of unity, I take the position with the other imams, the great majority of imams in America and in the world, that Muslim women are not to marry non-Muslim men. You're welcome. If you raise me up too high.
Thank you. I just want, like I said, I'm not here to attack you. I'm here to get understanding. So Allah has said that in front of clear and simple. And it's very difficult to stay and try to practice the Quran and Sunnah when these are such as yourself. And in Muslim general, there are things that are not of the Quran and the Sunnah.
Well, you keep saying things that are not true, so I can't bear with you any longer, sister. We have to end the conversation. And I hope God guides you and me to the best way.
My question is, how do you suppose that between Christianity and the Christians have belief in the Trinity and the Muslims were not sufficient?
How can we bridge the gap? When he said that we find them near to us, he speaks of their virtues, of their strong spiritual devotion, etc. And he says that you find among them monks and priests who celebrate the praises of God all the time, and they're so sincere when they pray that tears run down their cheeks. Very sincere people. Well, I think... Your mind, there's going to be an eruption somewhere, because to address sisters, Savora, it's a lot of strain. Whoever you're speaking for, tell them I said, tell them to avoid a lot of strain and pressure. Tell them God loves them, and God does not want them burdened beyond their capacity to bear burden.
Thank you. Assalamu
alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. And tell them don't take alcohol for relief. I think we're going to have to conclude, because thank you very much. So let us go in peace, and God be with us and guide us always. Amen.
Thank you all for coming out. God bless you. Good night.
Emotional pressures.